Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome to the show, episode 420. So today we've got a special episode planned for you. I'm going to be sharing an interview that I did with one of our clients in Love Serve Grow. Her name is DJ Trosper, and she is a Saint artist. But DJ is going to share the story of how in less than 30 days of working with us, but more specifically, implementing authentic outreach, she was able to achieve her first ever organic $1,000 commission month. In 30 days, she tripled her sales volume and tripled her income and was able to have her first $1,000 month. Now, she's had $1,000 months before, but not organic, artificial, right? So many of you can relate to this. Is if the company comes out with some sort of a great promotion or some great incentive or Black Friday, yeah, you're going to crush it because that's artificial growth. But the problem is what? Is it always falls off, right? And so that's the peak in the valley, the roller coaster. Well, I am so proud of DJ because, you know, after a year of being in her business and struggling and really not knowing what she needs to do to get to that next level, she started implementing these strategies and she created this. And so organic growth is the foundation for sustainable success. And so she's going to share with you exactly what she said and exactly what she did. I can't wait for you to hear her story. And I want to let you know, this is something that we plan on doing a lot more in the podcast this year. I know that one of the responsibilities that we have is to really show you that the things that we're teaching you don't just sound nice, they actually work, right? You know, really leading with love and serving in your business doesn't come at the expense of you making money. It actually is the fastest path to getting to your goals. And so one of our intentions this year is to really do a better job of highlighting the success stories of the people that are doing it the way that we teach to show you what's possible. And I've got something exciting to share with you. So DJ is going to be sharing with you kind of this roadmap that she followed to make $1,000 in 30 days. And we've done something special for you. We've actually turned it into a PDF. So we've created a PDF guide. It's called Your Roadmap to 1K in 30 days, where I have outlined four simple steps for you generating an extra $1,000 a month in your business. This is a completely free PDF. Consider this my gift to you, but it's going to give those of you that are struggling the blueprint to start getting fast results. And so you're going to hear DJ talking about this plan and you're going to actually get the guide. So all you have to do to get it is go to the show notes of this episode. We have the link in there. You can click it, print it up. It's about a 10-page beautiful PDF where we map out this whole blueprint. So excited for you to get that. But without further ado, let me go ahead and let me kick it over to my interview with DJ Trosper. DJ, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're a newbie to Love, Serve, Grow, right? Like,
I am.
About a month, a little bit over a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Your story, I know, is going to be so relatable to so many of the people that are going to listen to this. And I'm super excited for you to share. We'll put the lead in the beginning. I'll tease kind of the big reveal. DJ, 30 days into our program, just had her first ever like legitimate $1,000 commission month in her business, right? Not a artificial Black Friday, some sort of crazy sale that bumps up. Like, you actually created this from the ground up using one of the strategies that we teach, authentic outreach. So I can't wait for you to share with everybody how you did that. That's going to be really encouraging. But before we get into all that, just take a moment to just tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So I'm DJ. I have been an artist with Saint for a little over a year. I went a long time without wearing any makeup at all. So even to put my feet in this water was kind of foreign territory for me. But the ability to help other people find their beauty and just get confidence again really has just driven my passion and my desire. And so I've been married for almost 25 years. I'm a foster mom. I actually work in the recovery field. I'm a supervisor over the states of Indiana and Florida for people who are on MAT, medication assisted therapy. And so I do this as my side hustle, I guess is what you would say. But so there's a little bit about me.
So you and I were talking before. So this Saint's not the first company you've been in, right? So you've had several unsuccessful attempts before, but you finally found a company that felt aligned to you and you created success. So you had been in the company yes. for 1 year, about a year?
Yep, just short of a year when I signed up for.
Okay, awesome. Tell me a little bit about kind of where your business was. What did it look like prior to joining Love Serve? I keep feeling funny saying prior to Love Serve Grow because it was like a month ago, But where was your business at the time of you joining the program? What did it look like?
So just, I felt like I'm still new. So I've only been an artist for a little over a year. So I feel like my sales were just really stagnant. And outside of like the promotions that we talked about, I was not making good commission on a regular basis.
So it was kind of like that roller coaster, good month. Yeah.
Bad month,
slow month, some sort of promotion, good month, trail back off, yeah, like that.
I had hit like top sales team wide a couple times, but they were all months where there was like a promotion.
Yeah. So this is interesting because I see, you know, we have a lot of people that sell well, but the months they sell, it's like what we call artificial growth. It's mm-hmm. the growth is really fueled not as much by the things that they're doing to create opportunities, it's fueled by some sort of external promotion that they leverage. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that if you don't have the right strategies in place to help you grow organically, like you can't depend on promotions or sales for it.
Right.
And so that's what happens is we see these spikes and then these valleys. And so it sounds like you were at a place where you were kind of, you reach the capacity of your ability to sell without those things happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And what do you think was missing for you? What were you just not taking the actions? How were you generating leads for sales?
So I think the main thing that was missing now after going through, I've not even went through all of Love, Serve, Grow yet. I'm only on course 6 and I'm working that this week, which is okay. intimidating, by the way, but I'm doing it. So I feel like before then I was just missing the outreach. Like I wasn't following up with the people that showed an interest. I was more focused on the people who were buying. Like I was soliciting to them instead of servicing them.
So you were just focused on your existing customer base as a way to try to drive additional sales.
Yeah. And then outside of that, I would do like promotions to like grow the beauty group and then like offer free giveaways and just hope and pray that that would turn into, you know, a customer.
Yeah. So putting content in your group out, waiting for people to come to you. You weren't being necessarily passive with your existing customer base, but you were being too passive overall in your business. And you were doing probably what most of the people that we work with that come to us for help is it's like, I've got these customers and I just try to provide the best service possible to them. And, you know, it's almost like you're trying to like squeeze blood out of a rock. It's like, you know, and then you've got content that you put out there and you're waiting for people to come to you, but they're not coming to you like they used to. And so that was kind of the place where you were stuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So let's talk about authentic outreach. You know, this is a strategy that we've talked about a lot on the podcast. I've shared my personal opinion, which is I think it's the most important strategy that we've ever taught or created because I've never seen something that can help people create results so quickly. And it's just because it's like, I like to think of it as it's the missing piece that most people don't even know they need.
Right.
And so tell me a little bit about when you first learned the strategy, talk to me a little bit about what that was like for you and some of your initial thoughts and feelings.
So when I first heard of the strategy, it was before I actually signed up for Love, Serve, Grow. And you had done kind of like a mini training with some of the Saint artists. Yep. And so I'm in the background, like taking all of these notes. I get off of the training and I go through my customer base and I write a list of everybody that's bought for me, everybody that's created an account. And I'm like reaching out to all of these people then. But there was no like meat and potatoes after that. Like I was stuck on after I see those scripts, then what was the follow up?
Yeah.
And then after signing up.
What's interesting, not to cut you off, but I want to make an important point. All of a sudden you had the courage to start to do it.
Yeah.
And so I have a question for you, and I don't want to guide your answer here, but one of the things that I've been talking a lot about is I think the biggest problem that we solve for people, and I think it's actually people's biggest problem today, is they're being taught to talk to people in a way in their business that isn't aligned with their values and who they are. And so here's what I know about you because of what you told me, right? You are a foster mom. You work in the recovery field. You are clearly someone that is motivated by the values of serving and helping. And you are clearly somebody that values relationships and people in your business, right? Is part of why you struggled and why you weren't doing the outreach because it felt like it wasn't putting those things first?
Yeah, I didn't want to become like spammy or like too sales pitchy to people. And I didn't want to, you know, like people that you know and that you're close with, I didn't even outreach those people because I didn't want them to think that I was just wanting their money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that was a big hesitation for me.
Well, because the things that you're being taught to say in those conversations are leading with those things, right? It's leading with the product and how great you would be at the business. And these are all of the transactional strategies that are taught. And I think that's the reason why people are so passive. It's not that you want to be passive. Like, you know, okay, let's go out and find people for your business. Like, you know that that could be good, but you're not doing it because you don't have that approach that's aligned with the person that you really are.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where authentic outreach is so powerful, is because it's that approach to having conversations that's focused, that does value people, and it's focused on their needs and serving and helping. And when you can bring those things together, now you have the courage to do it.
Yeah. And we know, I've, like we shared a second ago, I've worked indirect sales a couple different times with no success. And I feel like you get so focused on those specific types of outreach that when you go through Love, Serve, Grow and you hear, oh, hey, but let's be genuine, it's almost so foreign to you. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of chew it up for a second to even realize if you took the sales out of it, these are the outreaches that I'm making to people, genuine connections anyway. But you put direct sales in there and it's like a completely foreign concept. So that was, I think, really pivotal for me, was just having the tools and not authentic outreach with be genuine. You don't have to send a script. Hey, how are you doing? And let it roll into what's next. So that was really helpful.
Hey, Bob here. And I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. Yeah. And when you say tools, I mean, it is a script. It's a script to start the conversation.
Right.
once you're in the conversation, now it kind of becomes this thing where you're just connecting with people and you do have a plan. But so the tools, to be clear, that most people lack, because I don't think there's anybody that's going to listen to this that wouldn't say, yeah, I'd like to be more authentic in the way that I talk to people, right? How many times have you heard somebody say, just be authentic? Okay, but what does that look like? Like,
right.
Be yourself. That's the one that I hate the most. Well, okay, if I knew how to do that, I would be doing it. And so what we give you is we give you the strategy and the scripts and the words to say to start the conversation. That's the authentic outreach. And then we give you the framework for what we call the transformational conversation, which is really just a way to be able to be more present and focused on someone else's needs. And so like you with the plan, now you're like, okay, I think I have the courage to at least start the process of doing that.
Yeah.
What were the first couple of, like, once you were in the program and you actually, because what you're talking about is we made some of the scripts available, right? Mm-hmm. You had the script without the actual training, right?
And so yeah.
Once you got the training and you were doing it from a place of all of the knowledge, where were you focusing first? What group of people did you first start to message that helped you start to create some of those results?
First, I reached out to customers who I had purchases from, but I hadn't followed up with them in months and months and months. So
past customers.
Yeah, past customers. That's where I started first. And then
what was it like? And be honest, what were some of those first messages like? Did you have any?
It was awkward.
Tell me more about that.
So there's one customer in mind. When she first tried the makeup, she seemed so into it. And like, you know, oh, I'm going to buy all, you know, like it was going to be an addiction for her. And I hadn't heard from her since. And I had reached out to her a couple times to like let her know of like promotions that were going on or whatever. Nothing. No bite. Nothing.
Which is the transactional approach.
Yes.
This is what most people do. And then they wonder why people don't get back to them.
Yeah. And so I reached back out to her and was like, hey, you know, it's been a while since I followed up with you. I just was checking to see, like, because she had redness. And so, like, I just followed up with how is the product working for the problem she was trying to cover to begin with, which is what I was missing before. Yeah. Love Serve Grow was focusing on the problem and the solution to the problem when you do those outreaches. And she responded.
Doctor.
So, and she's been responding.
Yeah.
So,
why do you think she responded that time and she didn't the other times?
Because I didn't lead with buy from me. I led with, how can I serve you? How are you doing with, do you have any questions? Yeah, I think that's what it was. I mean, yeah.
And put yourself in her shoes in this last way that you followed up with her, leading with something that you know was a challenge of hers.
Right.
And not the product that you had to offer her. How do you think that came across to her differently?
I would assume if I was in her shoes, it would just seem more genuine, more, there's no motive behind the ask.
Yeah. Like you care.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, I think, so here's the problem. You clearly care, right? I mean, Everything that you've told me about your life, like you are a selfless person that really, truly, like a foster mom. Like, are you kidding me? Like what? There probably aren't many more like selfless acts in the world. And so here you are, the person that you are of service, this selfless person that's given these lame follow-up scripts.
Yeah.
And it's like, it comes across like you don't care, which is not true at all.
Right.
And so that's the thing that we try to get people to realize is, yes, I know you've got a heart where you want to serve and you want to help. But the way you're talking to people, that's not how you're coming across. And so like when these two things are, it's not rocket science. It's like, it's the old adage, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah, that's been just pivotal.
So explain to me how getting her back as a customer, how did that transpire from that initial response? Did she actually wind up buying from you again? Or are you just still in that process of kind of reconnecting?
No, she ordered again.
So tell me how that happened. Like, let's get into how that plays out.
Yeah. So the conversation with the transformational outreach, instead of just leading with sales, just turned into conversations. And I never really like I was just kind of saying, you know, hey, how are you doing with, are these products still working for you? You know, it's a different season. Do you feel like you're still getting the coverage that you want? Those kind of things. Like, and she was responding, but I never like continued to push for the sales.
Yeah.
And then asking her about, you know, she has a child who is graduating high school this year, and just conversation really. And in those conversations, which there's been quite a few, I kept it not makeup focused, like genuinely about her. And then she just ordered and then let me know that she ordered.
Yeah.
And so then after she ordered, which is something that I missed before, was just following up with, hey, let me know if that works for you. Do you need any help with XYZ? And so, but since then, she has suggested other people come to me. And so that's been really big because I missed that part. Like, she's known these people all this time, but she didn't say, hey, talk to DJ.
So this is exactly what we teach, right? You know, we talk about how there's two ways to grow your business. You can do it by acquiring new customers, which is what almost everybody spends most of their time trying to do. Or you can find a way to make your existing customer worth more money. Now, she was an existing customer of yours, even though she was a past customer, because she's in your customer base. And so what we do is we shift your focus to your existing business. We give you the authentic outreach scripts to start the conversations. And now with more of the transformational focus, here's what begins to happen. So one of the five ways to make them worth more money is to get them to buy again. That's called reactivation. That happened. Another way is referrals. Interesting how, you know, here's the stats, and is 77% of consumers said they would happily refer a friend after a single positive experience with a business or a brand. Now, here's what was missing before: the positive experience, right?
Yeah. And
listen, makeup is notoriously a transactional business by nature. You sell through links and content, you throw people into your automation sequence, and then there you go. And your follow-ups are, how's the product? Here's a new product. That's not an experience. You created an experience for this woman. And look what happened. Two of the ways that you make your customers worth more money happen just naturally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's really been, you know, like with Saint specifically, there's so much virality along like social media. You see a lot of the people who are Saint artists selling a lot because they're viral. And one of the things that I did have before Love Serve Grow, but Love Serve Grow was the missing piece, was just focusing on my corner of the world. You know, like there's billions of people, so there's enough people for me to serve.
Yeah.
And so trying not to get caught up into comparing myself to all of the other artists out there. But what I was missing was how to really focus on my corner of the world. And so just going through the courses that I've went through and learning about that genuine outreach and just pouring my heart into people more than pouring my product onto people has just, I mean, it's been a month and I'm already seeing amazing turnaround. Like, I've got people wanting me to do their bridal makeup now. Like, it's really expanded, and it's, I really do think that it is attributed to just working the steps that I've learned so far in the courses that I've completed. And taking time, because what I was really tempted to do, because it was a 2-week trial, I was really tempted to just run through it and take notes.
Yeah.
But then I didn't do that. And I'm actually digesting the material and taking time to absorb it and apply it and work it. And I think that is why I'm seeing the results that I'm seeing.
So I want to come back to what you said about the virality thing and make a point. But so what's funny about you, I'll tell the story, is, you know, we're constantly on the search for screenshots of people in our group sharing wins.
And okay.
We've got more people than we've ever had. So it's actually hard sometimes to grab them. But you posted a win about, you know, something about, I did an extra 1,000 in sales. And I was like, oh my God, this is really great. And I grabbed it. And then, like, I don't know, was it like a week later or something?
The end of the month.
You're like, update, I tripled my sales. And so I grabbed that one. I'm like, well, that one's better.
Yeah.
But as I shared in the beginning, here's why I'm so proud of you and what you've done is in less than 30 days, you had in over a year, you had the first ever $1,000 commission month for you that wasn't tied to some sort of sale or promotion or artificial growth. You created this by doing what we teach.
Yep.
That's a huge win for you.
I can't wait till I get through the rest of the courses and to apply more. I'm really excited.
Well, DJ, the biggest thing for you is going to just be to continue to keep doing the exact same thing you've been doing. Like, the rest of the course is going to be really good for you, but the place where you're at in your business, and anybody that's listening to this between zero and 1,000 in monthly income, and you're kind of like bumping up at the top end of that now, the most important thing that you can really focus on is the authentic outreach piece, what you're doing, like just staying focused on doing that consistently. That's going to be the thing that really builds the momentum up for you.
Yeah. And the more you do it, the more natural it feels. I feel like it should feel natural anyway, but for some reason, when you put sales with it, it's weird at first, but the more that I've done it and the more follow-ups that I've completed, I just feel like I'm in a flow now. And so I'm really excited and I'm really, really thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You know why I think it's hard is because being yourself is not something that we're used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have these stories of why we can't be ourselves and why we're not good enough. And especially in this profession, to tie back in something you said, I think there's this false belief for many women in this profession that are in companies where they see these influencers that are super sellers that are receiving all the accolades because of how much they sell. And listen, that takes a great degree of skill to do that.
Sure.
And I'm not diminishing what they do. But then what happens is for people like you, you start to buy into the idea that the way to be successful is you have to do what you see them doing. And that's not you.
Mm-mm.
And it's actually not true. And so what we've done is by giving you Love, Serve, Grow, and giving you this more organic, authentic approach to business that really values people and relationships, what you've done is you've realized that you want to know what? I actually can be who I am and not have to sacrifice the growing business. Like,
right.
You're not sacrificing making money. This is the way that you will make money and that you will grow your business, but you will do it in a way that feels authentic to you.
Yeah. And real. Like, it's who I am. It's not who I'm striving to be. It's me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, DJ, I'm beyond excited for you. You know, you're the reason why we do what we do. Like, honestly, when I think of the mission of the work that we do, which I am more clear on today than I have ever been in my career, it's finding people like you that are motivated to serve, that value people, that have goals and dreams, but have been struggling in their business because they've been given the wrong approach for them.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them know that there's a better way and being able to give you the tools. Like, we didn't do it. You did it. We just gave you the direction. We gave you the encouragement. But being able to see people like you that go out and create something like this, I can't wait to see where your business is in 12 months from today.
Me either.
Awesome. Well, DJ, thanks for hanging out with us today. Congratulations on all your success. Look, I really hope to have you back on the podcast sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, and we can be talking about where your business is at that point.
Yeah, that'd be so exciting.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing your story with everybody.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So was that not amazing or what? You know, I love hearing these stories and, you know, what an inspiration. And hopefully for any of you that are listening to the podcast, maybe you're at a place where you're struggling and, you know, you're feeling like the things you've been taught to do and say aren't aligned with the way you want to show up in your business. Well, that's the reason why you need to really stay a part of our community. And that's why we created Love, Serve, Grow for you. So if you want a copy of that PDF that will show you exactly what DJ did, make sure you go to the show notes of this episode and get your copy of the workbook, 1K in 30 days. And I can't wait to hear from you what it does for your business. So I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.